You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You know, I every time I hear that song, it just does something to me, because if we know the power behind the name of Jesus, then it makes all the difference. I give honor to God for my pastor and his wife, Pastor Josh and Karen. And I give honor to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit for the opportunity to speak to you. I'm blessed to see another brother in the house today, Pastor Gary. Amen. Amen. God joined us at the heart, boy, and I tell you, you know, even when we don't talk very often, when we do talk, it's always a blessing just hearing from the man of God. So it's really good to see you, Pastor Gary. God bless you. I'm just blessed to be here and to be a part of this great work that God is doing. And like I said in the first service today, God has blessed us with a word through the man of God, the anointed word, to possess the promises of God for 2019. And God used him from the book of Joshua to show us that as children of God, we have the ability, and if we stand with God, we will possess those promises. But as God gave us the word, and I'm not passing the buck on to you, it started with me, because I started to say, really, God? And I remember the word for 2018 was, simply, this is going to be our best year yet. And then the enemy start messing with my mind, saying, Pastor Pete, was it your best year yet? And then the next thing I know, I use the word, really? Really, God, was it my best year? Really, God, am I going to possess all your promises for 2019? And God said to me, son, that's the word I want you to share, as I convict you first and foremost of the word really. And as children of God, every time we use the word really, the enemy wants us to use it in a negative form. But then I took the time out and I said, let me go see the meaning of really. And as I took a look at the meaning of really, and I'm doing it a little different this time, I realized that the word really means an actual fact. So every time the enemy messes with our head and we think that we are questioning God, we are actually saying, God, it's a fact. You said it, and it is so. Hallelujah. God, you said it, and it is so. So let's read with me James chapter 1 and verse 12. It reads thus, blessed is the man who remains steadfast on the trials. Blessed is the man or woman who remains steadfast on the trials. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. When we have stood the test, we will, not we might, the promise of God to the church here in Pembroke Pines and Jamaica. And yeah, because I accepted for the ministries that God has given to me, because I'm under the man of God, huh? And God gave him the word, so I receive it for all the ministries in Jamaica. When we have stood the test, we will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Father, we thank you for your written word. As you share through to me and through me, I pray that your anointing, which breaks and destroys the yoke, will minister to me and to your people in Jesus' name. Amen. So really, Pastor Pete, and I said, when I said my really, I said, really, Pastor Josh, you're telling me, Pastor Josh, that all the promises of God that's written in the word of God, it's for me for 2019. My God, there'll be no lack. I'll be healthy. I'll be prosperous. And you think about all the promises of God that's written. Really? It's mine. Yes, because it's a fact. Because God said it. So every time the enemy now comes in like a flood and allow us to want to say, really, it's not going to happen. We need to turn it on the enemy and says, yes, really, it's the promise of God. It's a fact of God. It will happen because God said so. Hallelujah. And if you doubt that God said so, you just open the book. Because one of the things I learned is to go to the written word and remind the enemy of what the word says. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20 reads thus. For all, not some. So for those, somebody who will tell you that, oh, that's not for you. Or that's not for you. Tell them that's a lie from the pit of hell. Because by Paul to the Corinthians saying, says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. Mean it's done. It is done. Not some of the promises, Pastor Gary, but all of the promises. So I receive health. I receive prosperity. I receive all the blessings of the Lord, which make it rich and addeth no sorrows to it. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. What? Not unto our glory, but unto the glory of God by us. Pastor Josh, I missed that in the first section because guess what? When the Bible says by us, that means we are going to experience the promises of God and the glory of God will be seen in us and through us here in Pembroke Pines because it will be by us. So yes, really. Hope United, really, it's a fact. It's a written fact that the promises of God are yea and amen. And you know what I love? The Bible declares that God honors his word above his very name. So he can't go back on his promises. So when the enemy wants to tell you that lie that, oh, it's just written in the word. Yes, it's written and it is so because God said it is so. And you know, growing up in Jamaica, just add a little thing to this one. Growing up in Jamaica, in the Pentecostal churches, they used to say, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I got news for you today. Whether you believe it or not, once God said it, it settles it. So sometimes we want to, if we believe it, that settles it. Lie from the pit of hell, from God said so, it is so. And that's why it says when he died upon the cross and he declared, it is finished, Pete Laney's redemption is complete. Hope United's redemption is complete. It means it's over. It's done. The battle has already been won. Really. It's a fact. Not just the fact, but it's an actual fact as opposed to what is said or imagined. So really, Pastor Pete, the promises of God are sure. The promises of God are yea and amen. So, as we think about the promises for 2019, some of us as children of God, we expect the promises to just come without anything. But like I said in the first service, as the man of God taught from the book of Joshua, the saints and the children of God had to do something to receive the promise. And I say to us in the first, said to the service, the first service, is that some of us want to stay exactly, that my dad used to use the term, at saving station. We don't want to do anything. We don't want to go through anything to receive the promise. But I want to tell us today that we have to go through trials to receive the promise. Yes, really. As children of God, as believers, there you can get nothing for nothing. You've got to put something in to get something out. So the Bible declares in 1 Peter 5 and verse 10, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore you, confirm you, strengthen and establish you. What am I saying to the church today? For us to receive the promise, it's okay to go through the trials because through the trials, God will restore us. God will confirm us. God will strengthen us. And God will establish us. So don't be afraid of the trials, church. It's okay to go through it. I used the three Hebrew boys earlier today. They went through the fire, but through the fire, they knew that their God would deliver them. Because it's a promise of God. I will be with you through the fire. I will be with you through the flood. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you, saith the Lord. Why do we worry so much? When the trials is to establish us, to restore us, to confirm us, and to strengthen us. Principle, to be established, to possess the promise we have, to pass the test. To be established in God, Hope United. God is saying to us that yes, we have got to pass the test. Don't be worried about the test. Because remember the word of God says, I will be with you always, even to the end of the earth. I want to add something to you today. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with the righteousness of my right hand. What an assurance, Hope. What an assurance. I will uphold you, God is saying, with the righteousness of my right hand. So I say, like Andre Crouch says, I thank God for the mountains. I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. Because what if I didn't have a problem, Pastor Gary, I would know that God would solve them. I would not know what faith in God could do. So yes, I thank him for the trials. Because it's establishing me. And for those of you who might have made what you consider to be a mistake, something that I've received from God is that there's not a mistake if you have learned from it. It's only a stepping stone to your greatness. It's only a stepping stone to your promise. So don't let the devil keep you down and lie to you. Because the Bible, one of the promises of God says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So I don't worry about your past. Bishop said to me, my dad, Bishop Swilly said to me, son, I don't care where you've been, what you've done. You are a new man in Jesus Christ. I say to you today, Hope United, it doesn't matter where you've been. You can live your promises because you are a new person in Christ. Really, fact. Some of these trials we can't go through. Unless we get to the place where we go back to what my mom used to refer to as knee city, prayer. Prayer. Today, some of us, we just want to go on and live like there's no tomorrow. We don't take time out to come. What is prayer? It's communicating with God. We don't take time out to communicate with God. But hear what the Bible says in Romans 16:33. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. For us to be established in God, to be restored in God, to be strengthened in God, we've got to be communicating with God. Because the Bible declares that certain kinds go it not out but by prayer and fasting. So I say to us, really? The trials are coming. The persecutions are coming. But if we are constant in prayer, then I'm here to declare to you today that through prayer, prayer changes things. Because like the man of God said a few minutes ago, ask and ye shall receive. Mark 11:24, if you doubt, it says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received and it will be yours. Whatever we ask in prayer, believe it, and it shall be yours. Principle, being constant in prayer brings great results. We want to experience the promises of God for 2019. As a matter of fact, I said to Pastor Josh, I'm not just waiting for 2019 to start living the promises. I start living the promises now. It's a now thing, not that midnight tomorrow night, but if you start experiencing and believing God now, then you will begin to live the promises now. Hallelujah. Being consistent in prayer brings great results. Really, fact, yes. It's a fact that, guess what? I go back to testing. Some of us are going through some trying times, some testing times. Oh my God, we have friends that will say to us, how you say you are a Christian and you are going through so much? Tell them, don't worry about you, because God is with you. 1 Peter 4:12 says, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials when they come upon you to test you. Don't be surprised, because you need to be assured. You need to have the confidence that you are sheltered safely in the arms of God. And when you are sheltered safely in the arms of God, the Bible declares that no weapon that is formed against a child of God can prosper. If you notice, the Bible didn't say they won't form. They will form, but they cannot harm you. And that's something I had to give God thanks for, as I got the revelation. Because we don't expect, some of us as children of God, we don't expect them to form, but they will form. But the Bible declares the promise of God is that they shall not prosper. They can't harm you. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Nothing strange is happening. The three Hebrew boys, they went through the fire. But like the revelation I got in the crusade we had over the summer, that the fact of the matter is they were in the fire, but the fire of God was in the fire with them. So therefore, guess what? It couldn't harm them. It won't harm you, church of God, once God is with you. Because the Bible declares God is our refuge and our strength. He's our very present help in time of trouble. So yes, let the storm clouds rise. They won't worry me, because I'm sheltered. God is my refuge. God is my strength. God is my present help in time of trouble. So remember, principle, it is not strange to go through fiery trials to possess your promise. Say to the devil, bring it on. Bring it on. Because the more he brings it on, he says, the hotter the battle, the sweeter the victory. The hotter the battle, the sweeter the victory. The more the enemy brings it on, the more you give God praise, and the more the victory shall be yours. Really. Fact. And this is something that we repeat all the time. All the time we repeat this. All the time. And then when it happens, Pastor Josh, we question, oh my God, what did I just say? All things work together for good to them that what? Love the Lord. So God, even when my child disobeys and goes out, how is that good, Lord? Guess what? The Lord has a way of showing us that it's not in our hands, but it's in God's time. I remember when I walked away from God, my mom declared the promises of God that grow up the child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And something the Lord just brought back to my spirit, didn't say it in the first service, but a friend of mine, Bishop John Gordon, when I was backslidden and thought that all hope was gone, he gave me a tape by T.D. Jakes. And the topic on the tape was, I don't remember all the message, but I remember this section. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And then T.D. Jakes said, nothing just happens. And he said, Jonah, he used Jonah as the example. Jonah, when he disobeyed God's command, some of us, we're going through different things and we're saying, God, why me? Jonah disobeyed God's command. And when Jonah disobeyed God's command, T.D. Jakes says some of us would have looked at Jonah as a disobedient, reprobate, bad-minded man of God who does not listen to God. But here why T.D. Jakes says nothing just happened. The scripture says, even as Jonah was in the fish's belly for 3 days and 3 nights, even so shall the Son of God. I don't think you're hearing me. Jonah had to have his experience so the word of God could be prophesied and confirmed. You're going through something today so that the word of God can be confirmed in you. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. Everything you go through is in his plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11, as the man of God said earlier, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I don't know about you today, Hope, but I know what my end is like. It doesn't matter what I'm facing, what I'm going through. I know that all things work together for good because I love God. I know that in spite of the trials, in spite of what I might face, it may seem like there is some bit of lack today, but my Bible declares the promises of God that he shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. The Bible declares that I wish above all things that he prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. So it doesn't matter what it looks like. I know my end because I love God. Yes, as a believer, sometimes we worry about death. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And what the psalmist was talking about there wasn't just physical death. We go through some valley experience. But I want you to know that the God of the dry bones is still alive today. And you have the right to command those dry bones to come alive. You have the right, like Jesus, to say to that dead man, to Lazarus, rise up, arise. Guess what? The song we sang earlier says, we're going to see the young men, our daughters and our children prophesying. We're going to see revival in this place. Some dry bones are going to come alive. Some dead bones are going to come alive. Do not fear the valley of the shadow of death, because God is with you. God is with you. 1 Corinthians 15:54. Why I don't worry even about the physical death, because the children of God don't die. We go to sleep. We don't die. We go to sleep. So I don't have time to worry about that. My worry is to do the will of God while it's there. My job is to live in the purpose of God and the promises of God. Because 1 Corinthians 15:54 said, 54 and 55 says, death is swallowed up into victory. 55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The song says, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph. So why are you worried today? Why are you worried about your valley experience? Why are you worrying about even some dead relationship? Put it in God's hand, because I know my expected end. I know that once God is with me, then it is well. Because it is finished. My redemption is complete. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord. All we've got to do is be still and know that he is God. As I close, I go back to the word that God gave to the man of God. Joshua 1:9. And it simply reads, "Have I not commanded you, Hope United? Be strong." Really, Pastor Pete? Everything that's happening around me, yes, God says, just be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. There are going to be some things that's going to test us. Really? Yes, fact. They're going to test us. They're going to try us. But God says, this is our inheritance. This is our land. And we're going to possess this land in the name of Jesus. Because that's a promise of God. Do not be frightened. And do not be dismayed. For the Lord our God is with us wherever we go. Do not be frightened. Do not be discouraged. Be strong. Take Jesus at his word. We just sang the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. When the enemy comes in like a flood, go. If you're not sure of the promise, do like I do. Pastor B don't know every scripture. I open the word and I read back to the enemy the word of God that declares, even when I'm feeling sick, by his stripes, I am healed. You are Jehovah Rapha, my healer. So sickness has no place. No place in this body. Because by his stripes, we were healed. And I say, I add one extra scripture to you today. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, Isaiah 54:10. Yet my unfailing love for you, God says, will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on us. Yes, church, have I not commanded you? Really, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord our God is with us. Principal, yes, the fact is, really, don't be afraid or troubled. We will possess, yes, Hope United, if you believe it, raise your hands with me. We will possess the promise of God for 2019. Why? Not because Pastor Peter or Pastor Josh said it, but because the Lord our God, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, he said it, and he said he will be with us wherever we go. So I close with a challenge to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 58. Therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, unmovable. In spite of what's happening around us, God has given us the promise, and it's a fact it will come to pass. Be steadfast, be unmovable, always staying in the work of the Lord. For we know, Hope United, we know that our labor will not be in vain in the Lord. Would you stand with me real quickly, please? If you're here today and you are using the word really negatively, saying, God, is this really going to happen? Or you've gone through 2018 and you've gone through some different circumstances and you're saying, God, I'm about to face 2019. And yes, I'm a little bit fearful, but God, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. Wherever you are today, I'm just going to pray with you. If you're not saved, I'm here with some good news. The promise of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that the whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I got some good news for you. If you don't know Christ, everlasting life is yours today. Not tomorrow, but today, now, this very moment. And if you're fearful today of facing 2019, I've got some good news too. Fear not, saith God, for I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. As you raise your hands with me, you're doubting God, you've never surrendered to God, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith today. And we're going to claim our promises today. Whatever area that God has promised you, you're going, as you lift your hand in faith today, I want you to receive it. Not because I'm praying it, but you're going to believe God for it. You're going to say, God, you made me a promise, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Just be strong. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. Father, your word to us is that we must possess the promise, live in the promise for 2019. God, we dare to accept it now. We're not even waiting. We're so serious about the word you've given us. We're not even waiting for 2019, God. But we are stepping now into the promise. And we claim every promise of God. We claim the word that says, I wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. Father, we claim the promises of God that by your stripes we were healed. We claim the promises of God that says no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. So God, as we claim the different promises today, we say, really, God, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's not an opinion. It's a fact that God will honor his word above his very name. So Father, we receive the promises right now. And we thank you for every promise given to Hope United and all its extensions, the ministries in Jamaica. Whatever we touch, God, you say, it shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. And for those who doesn't know you as Lord, we thank you for salvation coming to their house today. We thank you, God, because it's for God so loved that you gave your only begotten Son. So we thank you, God, that as they raise their hands to you today, then they accept you as Lord and Savior. We thank you for deliverance now. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we say thank you that we as a people will possess the promise. We will live in the promises of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Josh, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.